Silence.
Silence.
This is a little story that the Wajalian kids like to call, the Wigil kids, the WJAL kids, like to call The Princess and the Big Ball of Silence.
The day the WJAL stood still.
Right. So, we take you to a small forest in the land of Wajalia.
Hello? Hello? Excuse me, sir. Sir, down here, sir.
Oh, yeah, hello, yes.
I don't suppose you know any places where an out-of-work gnome can find work as a gnome.
Ah, well, I do believe that's, over at the castle they're hiring gnomes.
Well, that's great.
Do you have gnoming experience?
I have extensive gnoming experience.
Right, well, give me a little demonstration of your gnoming experience.
Alright. Look at me, I'm being very small.
Oh, you are quite gnomish.
Yes. And let me tell you, I have 3 years of managerial gnome experience.
Oh, you've managed a team of gnomes?
Yes, I have. They were all very small.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Cheerio. Top.
Right. Well, I'll head over to the castle,
yes, just
then.
Yes, go over to the castle. They're hiring gnomes.
Thank you, sir.
Hello?
Oh, yes. I didn't even need to knock. Hello?
No. No, down here. Hi, I'm a gnome's gnome.
Oh, wow. A double gnome.
Yes.
A gnome squared. That's astonishing. Hello, I'm a gnome.
Hello, gnome.
How can I help you, gnome?
How can I help you, gnome? Well, you're here at our castle.
I'm here to apply for the gnoming position.
This isn't like any gnoming position you've ever had.
Really?
Yes. See, we're all this big. We're all gnomes.
I've got to be even smaller?
Except for the princess. She's a gnome.
Oh my gosh. Well, it seems I'm a giant in this castle.
Yes, we need someone to get things off of the low shelves.
I understand. Well, I think I'm your man. Let's see. My qualifications are extensive. I have, of course, managerial gnome experience in the financial end of gnoming, very successful financial experience. I've managed budgets for gnoming, kept the budgets for being small in an entirely reasonable place, small that is. I think I'm just the man.
Right, well, let me take you to the king then.
All right.
Sorry, that little bird always teased me off.
Oh, I understand.
Here's our king, King Xander.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm here to apply for the gnome position. I'm a gnome.
Hello, I'm a gnome.
Ah, well.
Have you met my beautiful daughter? She's a gnome.
Wow.
Hello.
A gnome to the third power. That's incredible. Hello.
And this is our son. He's a gnome to the base 10.
Wow. He's so small I can barely see him.
Yes, but I'll forget him.
I already have. He was never really etched in my gnomic memory as it was.
So, you can reach things on the low shelves, then?
Yes, I have extensive experience technical writing gnome.
Well, that's great. Can you, a quick test? Fetch me that pencil off the low shelf.
All right, I'll go do that, and, all right, bringing the pencil back. Oh, here's the pencil. Oh, be careful it doesn't squish you, sir.
Oh, yes, you've done a very good job bringing me the pencil up the low shelves.
Well, I strive for gnomic excellence.
That is gnome-tastic.
I'm glad you think
so. Gnome-malicious.
Well, am I hired?
Yes, you are hired.
Great.
But let me tell you one thing.
Tell me one thing.
You have to be very careful with the level of your voice around my daughter.
I understand.
Should you see her without her gnome earmuffs, you must keep your voice to the absolute minimum volume. Her tiny little eardrums would shatter.
I understand. I've only got so much room in my brain for so many things, being a gnome and having a very small proportionate brain, so let me knock out the identity of my uncle and replace it with that fact.
Right, well, report for duty tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Consider it done.
Chapter 2. In which our gnome returns back home to his friends.
Hello, everybody!
Hello! Hello! Hello!
I'm employed now. I've got a job at the castle as a gnome.
Tip top! Spit spot! Spot on!
The gnoming is back in business.
That's great! Yes, it's great! Sure is great!
We can probably pay for little Timmy's operation now.
Wonderful! Wonderful! Wonderful!
Yes, Timmy, you won't be big forever. Soon you'll be able to gnome just as well as the rest of us.
You know, maybe we could get your uncle to do the operation. Yes, your uncle! Your uncle! What was his name?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Chapter 3. In which our gnome reports for work in the morning.
Alright. Fix my tie. Mm-hmm. See, compress my knees. Knees appropriately small.
Asterisk. Footnote. The bird goes to a quality HMO.
Hello, I'm here reporting for work. Could you point me towards the gnome division, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't hear you with these earmuffs. Let me take them off. I'm sorry, what did you say? Ow! Don't shout!
No.
Ow! Why are you shouting? Ow! Don't scratch that on that paper, it's so loud! Are you a crazy person? Why are you shaking your hands? This is radio! Oh, it... Ow, don't stop your feet!
She doesn't understand anything. I've signed my name in sign language. I've waved my hands around. I've twisted my arm hairs to appear in the form of the message that I want to give the queen. This princess just doesn't understand anything.
Wait! I can read your thoughts!
Oh. Oh.
I think we were meant for each other.
Well,
you are my big ball of silence.
Could I have a moment of psychic privacy, please?
Oh, sure, yes.
You know, as a gnome, with many years of experience in the gnome field, a BA in gnoming, an MBA in gnoming, a PhD in gnoming, and a BA in agriculture, I've always wanted my dream gnome. Not so into gnomes. But if I can only be with her with a 50-foot distance, I don't know if it'll work. Still, your one true love only comes along every once in a while, and... all right. Concentrating on this thought. Hello, dear.
Hello!
It is I, your dream gnome.
You are my dream gnome.
Oh, good. All right. Why don't you put those earmuffs back on?
Okay.
You're bloody gorgeous, but yours are hideous anyway, so perhaps you should keep the earmuffs on 24 hours a day.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry, I stopped reading your thoughts there for a moment.
Oh, all right.
Can you think that again?
Yes, you're bloody gorgeous, but your ears are bloody hideous, so why don't you put the earmuffs on 24 hours a day?
That's a good idea.
All right.
Chapter 4, in which our gnome takes his girlfriend home to meet the family.
Hello, everyone!
Hello!
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 That's Timmy. He's unfortunately big. This is my true love.
Oh! Hello!
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 What?
Alright, everybody. I need you to think the hellos.
Oh, hello, everybody!
See? It's perfect.
So, where's your uncle?
Uncle?
Yes! I'd like to meet your uncle.
I don't know anything about...
I'm a big uncle fan. I'm a fan of uncles.
I have no idea. Could I have a moment of psychic privacy, please?
Sure.
As a gnome, I have many relatives, most of whom are gnomes, some of whom are gnome gnomes, all of whom are small, except for Timmy, who's unfortunately big, but we'll sort that out. But this uncle... I know nothing about uncles, yet she seems... our entire relationship seems to hinge on the uncle issue. This is devastating. I'm back.
Hello.
This is an uncle. Would you like this uncle?
That's an ink pen.
Oh, right.
Honey, yes. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say uncle?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, that's okay. I love you anyway.
My love is dimming. Dun dun!
Dun dun!
Time for us to go.
Has the G.I. Joe ending. I was trying to go for a little...
Where he gets shot in the back head. No matter what he does.
No, the actual cartoon where everybody laughs.
Okay.
At Wheels' joke before he gets shot in the head.
Being short is half the battle. Yo, Joe. Thank you very much for listening to What Jail Is Like.
Thanks for the milkshake, Cat.
Thank you very much, Cat and Elizabeth. Yes, we will be back next week. Give us an email, whatjaleslike@hotmail.com. Check out our Shaolin Webmaster Funk website, go.to/jail.
And, there's some Shaolin Webmastering going on.
Yes. And
let's go off to the chant show.
Yeah, go off to the chant show.
They're starting to look menacing and they have a stick.
Please tune in next week. 5 left.